You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Pint for a Pint. Good turnout, right?
It was a good weekend. Very good weekend. Yeah, we had packed house again for Pint for Pint. I was just reading the email this morning from Vitalant, the blood folks. She said their goal was to collect 18 units of blood. They actually collected 20. 11 were first-time donors, she says, which is very awesome. The units collected have the potential to enhance and or save the lives of 60 individuals. So she said everybody should feel very proud of the event. It was quite the accomplishment.
That's excellent,
man. So, it's great. It's two of these now in the book that have been extremely successful. So I guess we can start planning a third one for some time, probably next year, early next year. And a big thank you to everyone that came out. A lot of very happy people, very cool listeners, and Holidaily Brewing Company was very benevolent for donating a bunch of beer to everybody.
Very nice.
It was a good time, DT. Real good time.
Well, now we turn and we set our sights on this Friday. I'm back in town, and so we're going to do one of our Dom and Jeremy happy hours. Going from the west side, where Holidaily is. We're going east side. We're going southeast to Parker. We're going to be at West Main Tap Room and Grill down in Parker. And as you might guess, with it being called West Main, it's on Main Street in Parker.
Yeah.
My favorite thing about that street, and I used to be very familiar with Parker, it was down there a lot. I love that Main Street is one word. That just always has cracked me up.
All right, then.
If you look on their street signs, it's capital M-A-I-N-S-T.
Only you, buddy. Only
and a
you.
Little S. I think it's cute. I don't know of any other Main Street in America that makes it one word, but Parker does, damn it.
All right.
So that's where we're going to be this Friday from 5 until 7. Are you bringing your kids? Heck yes, you're bringing your kids. We invite everybody to come out. We get to meet everyone. I'll hand out a little package of Mindbender books to some lucky winner, and we'll just have a good old time. What's your prediction on Parker showing up?
I think Parker is definitely going to show up. We've had a bunch of messages from people saying come out there. So I'm going to put a little graphic up today on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy, and then the Mix 100 Denver on Facebook. So just in case you forget all the deets today, or this week, actually. We'll be pounding it right into your skull.
Yeah, we will.
So, yeah. Other than that, good weekend? Did you do good?
I flew in on Saturday. I got my, you know what car I'm driving for a review this week?
What's that?
Hold on. Let me just show you a picture. I'll show you a picture, and then you can describe it to people. And you're going to be so damn jealous. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
It's a
minivan coming at you.
Dom's rocking the minivan.
Yeah, Chrysler.
This week.
I drove one of those for a Chrysler endorsement one time, and I loved it.
I always
absolutely
love it.
Loved it.
So I can't wait to write the review.
They're great road trip cars, so take a road trip.
Yeah. Well, I have already, actually.
Get out of town.
Every time I get one for reviews, I always laugh because they get such a bad rap. Yeah. You know, they're supposedly so uncool. I always enjoy driving the damn minivan.
Yeah, it's nothing I'd ever own, but they're a lot of fun to drive, and they're very they're great for kids and loading crap into the back.
So I flew in
and making out,
grabbed my bag, got my minivan to drive for a review this week, and I headed off to my happy spot, Jeremy. My happy spot. And that is, I go
Diamond to Diamond Cabaret.
Never been there, but I went down to Colorado Springs again.
Different.
So I could do some riding at the Broadmoor. I didn't stay at the Broadmoor. Couldn't afford that, but I stayed somewhere else. But I would go to the Broadmoor both days, Saturday and Sunday,
nice.
And get a lot
That's
of work
good.
Done, my friend.
That's good.
So I loved it. And it was a very productive weekend, very tranquil, let's put it that way. Just like that.
We had a great weekend, too, because it was a total lack of dots weekend, which we have not had in a very long time. We had, like, two things on the calendar that we had to do. So I took the opportunity to finally catch up on some TV.
What'd you watch?
Dude, we watched 5 episodes of Ted Lasso. We're trying to wrap it up so we can cancel Apple TV. We were like, we've made it this far with Ted Lasso. Let's just finish it.
Mm-hmm.
And we got, like, 3 left. Fired Netflix back up and watched the entire Arnold Arnold Schwarzenegger documentary, which I highly recommend. It's not cheesy at all.
Yeah.
It's really good. Got a few minutes into Sly, that documentary, and then we sat down with the kids and watched High School Musical for family movie night on Saturday
night.
Man,
you grew into your couch this weekend.
I have not watched this much TV in easily 6 months. So we did that, and we put one of the Christmas trees up.